visiting with Charlie Vogel. He serves as the current executive director with the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers. Let's start back way in the day when you were just a young kid in high school and you decided to be involved with FFA. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to be involved with the organization.
Yeah, it was. I grew up in Cuna, Idaho, was the FFA chapter I grew up in, the two-teacher program. And I got involved because Dad had been involved. It was just grew up on a farm. It was something we did and really didn't know what I was getting into when I was a green hand first year, but hit the ground running. And it's I feel very fortunate I came from that farming background in an area with a strong FFA chapter. Just very fortunate beginning.
Certainly, Charlie. So tell me a little bit more about the activities that you chose to take part in throughout your FFA career and, you know, maybe what were some of the one or two highlights of what you did?
Yeah, in high school, FFA was my thing. That's what we did. I did started with livestock judging, soils judging, had the opportunity to compete nationally on the meats evaluation team. On the parliamentary procedure team, we competed nationally, was chapter president, and eventually had the opportunity to serve as state reporter for the state of Idaho.
And so obviously, that is a huge experience in itself, being able to be a state officer, Charlie. How did you grow throughout your state officer experience?
A lot of it was looking at those three of those team experiences. Where the meats evaluation team was all, we were all best friends. It was very easy to work together. We had that common objective, but it was very easy. And then you go to the chapter officer team where there's six of us. We all knew each other, but we weren't necessarily friends. So that took more compromise and discussion and working together. And then you step that up to the state officer level. Where we came from, we were an incredibly diverse officer team. I think we attended five different universities and none of us shared a major when we all went our own way. So just coming from that, I mean, it was rural to suburban, learning how to work as a team with incredibly broad perspectives, values, ways of doing things, leadership styles. It was a great experience to how you can work together to accomplish goals and objectives when you have a shared purpose and vision.
In your current career today and the careers that you've had between then and now, you've had to work with a lot of people throughout your life, Charlie. Let's talk a little bit about how those experiences led you to your career in agriculture today. And tell me a little bit about the careers you've had that led up to your current position.
Yeah, it's a very squiggly dotted line that's led me where I am today. I started my career, I graduated from the University of Idaho. The only time in the history of ag education that more than likely that I graduated with a degree, 22 of us graduated with a degree in ag ed, and there were virtually no jobs in Idaho that year. So I wound up teaching and being an FFA advisor for 7 years in the state of Colorado. And from there, great experience being an FFA advisor, had several, just, I really enjoyed the FFA side from the advisor standpoint, as well as the student. FFA has just been a huge part of my life. But from there, I had the opportunity to go into manufacturing, and teaching was by far the best management training I've ever received. Just dealing with lots of diverse personalities. And the manufacturing I was in was with Nichols Tillage Tools, so it was still in the ag field. And from that point, I had moved on to work in as agronomy manager for CHS, and then agronomy department manager, then general manager. And all those leadership experiences have culminated to where I am now of working with Minnesota Wheat is the executive director and absolutely loving it. Recently had the opportunity to give back a little bit to FFA. And I'm serving as the Minnesota Region 1 representative for the Alumni Association.
Well, and of course, like you said, giving back, that's just rewarding in itself. And two, if you had to give any piece of advice to current FFA members in the region, what would that be?
You get out of it what you put in it. Step out of your comfort zone. Public speaking is still something that I work very hard to be good at, but FFA gave me the confidence that I can do that. And you need to step outside of your, every one of those experiences I listed that I did, I had the opportunity to participate in were outside my comfort zone. The growth potential is huge. Be brave, step out of your comfort zone and give it the good old, give it your best, and you'll be amazed at the opportunities that unfold.
Well, and Charlie, you had mentioned your leadership role region-wise with Minnesota FFA. Is there anything exciting coming up that we want to highlight here as we wrap up the conversation from Minnesota FFA?
Yes, there's going to be the, there'll be the state regional or the state FFA alumni convention in Alexandria, which would be a great opportunity for those looking for ways to give back or get involved in their local affiliates and help make your local affiliate or chapter stronger. The need for ag education and ag educators is only growing. My view of the alumni is it's a great way for us to help and support our ag teachers and help improve retention and prevent burnout and just help them take some of the load off their shoulders.
We look forward to all the exciting things to come from Minnesota FFA, Charlie, and thank you so much for visiting with me today.
Well, thank you.